This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. With me today is co-host Margaret Barnett. Margaret, what's our focus for today?
Good morning, Nigel. It's always such an honor to be with you on the program. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Moment of Hope. This morning, we are focusing on a new dawn. The program seeks to remind you that every ending is just the start of something beautiful. Today, we're diving into one of the most important journeys after divorce, the journey of self-love and opening our hearts to new love again. Starting over can feel overwhelming, but it's also an opportunity to rediscover yourself and rebuild your confidence. And when the time is right, welcome love back into your life. Today, I'm joined by Dawn Marie Petgrave Smith, a multifaceted, multi-talented woman of God, someone who has not only learned how to truly love herself, but has embraced love in a whole new way. If you've ever wondered how to heal, grow, and open your heart again, this conversation is for you. So grab a cup of good tea, sit back, take a deep breath, and get ready for an inspiring discussion, because your new dawn starts now. Dawn, welcome to Moment of Hope. It's so good to have you here. Tell our listeners who you are and what is new about you.
Well, thank you. And I'm delighted to be back on the program sharing space with you. So as you said, my name is Dawn, and I hold degrees in theology, education, and psychology. And so, like you said, it's a new dawn. I've gone through adversities, I've learned to overcome, and here I am walking in the newness of God. Just like, you know, Isaiah wrote, he says, it is a new day. Behold, I do a new thing. And here is my new thing, and I'm excited to share it with you and the listeners.
Great, great. So, you know, I wanted to share a little about being married to a minister in church, and what led to your divorce?
Yes, absolutely. So I was married legally for 15 years. We separated after 13 years, and then the divorce took about 2 years. And I'm usually very careful with the details because, you know, anything I say can also affect my children, which is always at the forefront of my heart. How is this going to affect the children? But multiple things led to the breakdown in the marriage. And then, you know, for a marriage to work, two persons have to definitely be willing to make it work and take the necessary work, you know, do the necessary work, take the necessary steps for it to continue. But for the most part, there were, you know, several cases of infidelities. And I think that was what pushed me over the edge when I realized that this is not changing. It might be time for me to walk away.
You know, Dawn, being in church, especially a faith-based institution, and having to navigate a decision that was made to go through a divorce can be emotional and troubling. How did you navigate that time and that space?
Boy, Dr. Barnett, you make it so simple, even though your phrase is so powerful. It is so much more than that. And I think sometimes we don't understand how hard of a decision this is. When I got married, it was forever. I threw myself in it. And remember now that we're both in church. We're both ministers. You know, we're heading departments. We're leaders. We have people looking up to us. We have the word looking up to us. We are helping other people with their marriages. So to be able to get to that place where you have to make this decision, it's detrimental, absolutely detrimental. I couldn't say the word. I could not say the word divorce, because in my head, for better or for worse. So if these were the worst times, how do we make it work? And so it took a lot of prayer, a lot of fasting, a lot of counseling, a lot of seeking help to get to the place where I said, no, you know what? I might have to, if I want to survive, if I believe that God has called me to do great things, where I am, the space I'm in now is not going to allow me to do those things. And I had to make a tough decision. It was extremely tough, because then, you know, many churches still don't support divorce. You can't be in leadership. My ministerial license was not renewed after you know, after the divorce. Again, that's another trauma that I had to deal with because nobody was understanding that this is happening to me. I am the victim in this situation. But the bylaws of the church are the bylaws of the church. And so it took me meeting with the ethics committee, pleading my case, you know, that couple of years after, thank God, my license was reinstated. But it is a very devastating situation to deal with.
I know you must have struggled with guilt and shame after divorce. How did you overcome it? How did you get to the road where healing and self-love was something that you had to hold on to? Talk to us a little about that. The shame, the guilt, and the healing.
So the first thing the Lord showed me is that there's no healing without forgiveness. And that was very hard to digest. Because I'm like, I didn't do anybody anything. It was done to me. But we need to understand that forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness frees you. It liberates you. And so that was the first thing. I had to forgive myself because a divorce doesn't just happen. I have had to play a part in the divorce. So when the guilt started coming, what I did was self-reflection. Dawn, what could you have done differently? What role did you play? What things are you supposed to learn from this experience? And as a mother and as a wife, I think society tells you that if you take time out for yourself, you're selfish. And that's what I did for all those years. I took care of everybody and I never took care of me. And now it was time for me to start paying attention. I was at the hospital over and over and over because I was feeling pain, just pain. And they were doing running tests and there was nothing wrong with me. I later found out that all those were just psychosomatic. You know, a result of all the pain that I was carrying and not talking about, because I went through this without telling my family. I didn't want to hurt anybody, you know, still protecting everybody while I am hurting. And so that was at the forefront that unless I forgive, well, first of all, the Bible tells you, if you do not forgive men their arms, God is not going to forgive you. And I needed a whole lot of forgiveness from God. And so it took a while for me to go through the forgiveness process and for me to understand that I now need to love on me and recognize also, because I think a lot of women start thinking, wasn't I good enough? What did I do wrong? What was I? And the guilt is normal. But we have to get up and ask ourselves, have I done all the best that I could have done? Have I done everything that I possibly could have done? And if that answer is yes, then free yourself of the guilt, forgive yourself, and work on your self-love.
Great. Thank you so much. Did your perspective on love and marriage change after divorce?
Yes, absolutely. The Bible says, let no one pull asunder what God has put together. And I question that. And I recognize that not every marriage was put together by God. And my marriage probably was not put together by God. I got married because I was pregnant. And we thought it was the best thing to do because at the time we both were in church. And now when you look at the consequences of that, it led to divorce. Did this person mean well for me? Absolutely. Absolutely. But when God does not put something together, the foundation is going to fall. And so my perspective with marriage now is ensure that the marriage that you're going to get into without a shadow of a doubt is God's will for your life, because marriage is supposed to help you fulfill your God-given purpose.
How did you push past the fears that you have? How deep did you dig to get to the point where you said, you know, I need to start over. I need to discover me. What have you discovered about yourself?
You know what, Dr. Barnett, there's so many things that happen in the process, because when you get divorced, I mean, I was already running a business, so I'm in the limelight. There's all these things happening. The business started suffering. My children are suffering. There's so many things going on that I was surviving, not even recognizing that I too was bleeding. You know, and I was great at survival. I function very well. But I think the breaking point for me was the end of 2023 when my office was robbed. And I think I cried that day for every trauma in my life that I've never cried for. And that was when I decided I'm moving out of the city. I'm going to take myself away. I'm going to solitude. And it was in that time when you're not running, you're not busy, you're not shoving all your pain under business. And I know how to sit and deal with all the emotions that I was feeling. I know how to look at figuratively all the bleeding that I was bleeding and allow God to heal those places and to fill the gap for me.
Okay. Don, did you seek help? Professional help?
I did. Okay. I did. Great. I did, definitely. Before, so during the divorce, I went into counseling, and then, you know, a rule of thumb for psychologists is every psychologist need to have a therapist. And so I do have a therapist that for the last year has been working with me through the self-healing process.
Great. Thank you so much. We're with Dawn Marie Petgrave-Smith. She has found love again, and we want to hear about that. Tell us about the moment when you knew you were ready to open your heart to love again.
Well, I don't think I knew I was ready. I think the last 2 years showed me that I was not ready. And what happened is that when you're in survival mode, you can't create. And when you're broken, you're going to attract more brokenness. And so I was so fixed on healing and drawing closer to God and being more with God that I almost missed this love. You know, I almost missed it. And here's the part that I hope the listeners are sitting down and putting on their seatbelts. I met and got married in 4 weeks. And I said, wait, how did, and he says, I knew. So we met at a conference. He would have seen me, you know, speak before, like a year before, he would have seen me speak. And I got invited back to the same conference that he was attending again. And you see, when you're ready, there's a quote that says, when the student is ready, the teacher shows up. I think I'm at such a great space that I was ready, and God will never leave you. So I was going to speak at this conference, and my sister insisted that she wants to come down to support me. And I'm like, girl, don't be spending no plane fare to come. I'm good. And she goes, no, I just feel I need to come. My sister is a social butterfly. So she was the person who was just talking to everybody. And, you know, the last day of the conference was for 1 week. The last day of the conference, there was a boat ride, and we decided we'll go on the boat ride. And this gentleman just came and sat beside me, but he was not saying anything. Like, he was not saying anything, but I wanted him to stay. It was just this energy. I wanted him to stay. And my sister said, oh, let's take a selfie. And we took the selfie. And then that evening, there was a bon voyage. And he came back and he said to me, hey, I heard that you live on a farm. And the reason I'm coming to these investment meetings in Jamaica is because I want to live in Jamaica, and I want to live, you know, in the rural area. So can I come back and visit you on your farm? And that was where it started. We spoke on the phone for the first November 24. 2 days later, he asked me to be his wife, and here I am later.
You know, Dawn, I always knew that there was something special and different about you, but I never knew you were such a brave girl. No, tell me why you believe that this man is it.
All right. So during my process, I said to God, I said, look, so many times I chose and I thought, oh, this looks good. You know, you look for the things. Are they in church? Are they Christian? You know, are you compatible? And you look for these things. But then I realized that I have dated a couple people in church and they were horrible, horrible people. And so my prayer is, God, don't send me a boyfriend. If you want me to be married again, send me a husband. And this time, send me somebody that sees me, that sees my love for you, somebody that is going to encourage me to draw closer to you, not somebody that's going to pull me away from you, somebody that is going to help me to fulfill my purpose. And here was what got me. In my first conversation, you know, he said, tell me a little bit about you. And so I said, well, it's best to just Google me, just Google my name. And he came across DeMarie Institute, and he's looking at the website, and he goes, hey, it says that classes are canceled. So I said, yes, I'm not operating right now. And he goes, wait a minute. What do I need to do to get you to do more of these things? And I thought, huh? And he said to me, he says, you know what? I could have asked you to be my wife when you came off stage. There's something about you. And there was just something about his energy. It's just the way everything happened. And I've always heard people say, Dr. Barnett, when is God and when is you going to know? This one, I was like, Lord, I said yes, but if this is not you, may I beg you, mash it up, pull it up, put some ick up, something. But everything was so smooth, just everything. I called a girlfriend of mine and I said, look, I want to get married Christmas morning at Pegasus. Make it happen. And she goes, give me 2 hours. And in 2 hours, a wedding was planned. I went online and in 1 hour, everything that we needed was done. And then when I went to National Security, Ministry of Security, they tell me he needed his original Jamaican birth certificate. He's Jamaican born, but he has lived here since he's like 10 years old. So he doesn't have one of those things. And when I went, you know, to RGD, they said, oh no, you need at least 5 days. Well, the wedding is going to be in about 3 days. So, but guess what? That happened the same day, like in a couple of hours, I was able. When I went back to National Security, they won't copy my divorce paper. You have to have certified copies from the courts. So I went down to the courts the same day, explained myself. The lady's like, no, it won't be ready until about the 30th of December. The wedding is December 25th of the morning. And the lady said to me, no, man, use a copy that you have. Request now, use a copy that you have and then come back. So everything was so smoothly. And then the love from family, the love from friends, the love from that people were just, it was just coming together and it felt right. I think, you know, women have this thing called intuition. There was no anxiety. Dr. Barnett, it felt right. And let me tell you something. I'm so happy that I said yes. I'm so absolutely happy that I said yes.
I am sure you're happy, right? No, I'm still calling you brave. I didn't add that adjective to your name. Let's talk to our listeners now. Persons who are going through a painful divorce, what would you say to them?
Forgive. First of all, you have to forgive because remember, even if somebody has done you ill, they're still God's child. And if they go to God today and say, Father, forgive me, God is going to forgive them. So especially women, I think because we have a womb and we carry life, I think women regurgitate pain and we relive it over and over and over and hold on to it. But unless you forgive, you cannot experience true healing. So that's the first thing that I would say to someone. Just let it go. Allow God to penetrate all the areas, all the broken areas of your life so that you can discover your true self. Totally. And then don't be afraid to do the work.
Great. I'm going to ask that you pray. Pray for healing in the family and for the nation.
Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. Lord, we thank you for new days. We thank you for new dawn. And for the persons that may be hurting and going through a difficult situation, Father, I pray that you will remind them that your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, your word also said, I will never give you more than you can bear. So in times when we feel like this is too much, remind us that your Holy Spirit lives within us to comfort us and to bring us the peace. Father, I pray that you will teach persons how to forgive, how to let it go so that they too can find their perfect healing. Lord, I pray for families. The enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. And without families, there is no societies. So, Father, we pray for families, families that might be broken, families that might be hurting, that you will intervene. And above all, we pray that the persons listening, God, will find their healing and will find their new dawn. These things we ask in your son's precious name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dawn. It's really a new dawn. It has been a pleasure talking with you. As we wrap up today's conversation, I want to remind you that no matter what your past looks like, God is still writing your story. Divorce may have been a chapter, but it is not the final page. Healing, self-love, and even love again are all possible when you trust the one who makes all things new. Isaiah 43:19 says, See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Your past does not define you. Your future does. Walk boldly into your new dawn with faith, confidence, and an open heart. Until next time, stay encouraged, stay hopeful, and remember, the best is yet to come.
If you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. A reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope, and there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend, and let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week